Idly hey.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast and video cast where we interview your favorite actors and celebrities from film and television, music, comedy, and more. And the hits keep on coming over here at the show. We have another fantastic guest. We are chatting with the super talented and amazing Kristen McQuaid, and she has a project that we're going to discuss today, Kicking It with Kristen, among all the other things that Kristen is a part of. This is One More Thing, and we have a lot to talk about. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk about everything.
Yes, well, I am as well, and I think what you are doing is absolutely amazing. I was chatting with another actor this morning, and this individual has created this podcast and a book called 10,000 No's, where he helps actors and people in the entertainment industry kind of figure and navigate the business out, because as you know, and other people know as listening, this can be a very quirky and strange business. But this Kicking It with Kristen is pretty cool, and you sort of have dedicated your time and your talents and your availability to sort of help people out and just kind of discover their creative passions. Is that a pretty decent kind of summation? Because you're doing a lot. So
that was really good. I feel like I should have you as my spokesperson. That was fantastic.
Hey, well, you do have a great PR agent, but if you need, you know, a hype person, you know, we can talk.
I know where to find you now.
Yes.
No, listen, that was a great explanation of the show. I have always been a people person. I've always been one that just puts everyone else before myself. And I got to thinking in my elder years, as I turned 40 this year.
Well, I'm 47, so I get it. I still,
you know,
feel
what
old.
I mean? It's the sound of four.
Yeah,
it's
anything that has to go is not good. But yeah, I understand.
No. So I was thinking, wow, I feel like I'm really floating through life, and I don't know if I've tried everything that I've wanted to try, or what if my path that I'm on, what if there was something else out there that I didn't know about? And then I began to think, what if this is what everyone is thinking? You know, like, what if I would have done something different when I was a child? What if I would have taken up piano? Would I have been, you know, this huge star, or, you know, created a game and you're the new gamer out there? So I wanted to develop a educational, funny kind of spin-off of Dirty Jobs, but creating and helping everyone else find what their talent is, because I feel like everyone honestly is talented. And it's funny because I'll go up on the streets and I'll ask people, what is your talent? And they're like, oh, I don't have one. And everyone has a talent, whether that's just, it could be communication, it could be perseverance, it doesn't need to be showcased. And
right.
I think there are so many amazing things that people need to celebrate. And so Kicking It with Kristen was born.
Yeah. And I find that interesting that you say that, because you don't hear that a lot in conversations, because I do agree with you. Everybody has something that they're good at. And,
absolutely,
you know, maybe it in the creative space, it may not be something that's front facing, you know, like what you do, or maybe another actor or individual public figure. But sometimes I think what helps us find that creative gene, and you just said it so well, is having somebody help you find it, right? Because sometimes it could be in front of you, but you don't know that it's there for whatever reason, whether it's the way that you're raised or the people that surround you. It could be a lot of things. And if you don't have somebody championing you in your corner, it could be discouraging, especially in the entertainment business, because it's such a mysterious woman or man, so to speak. It's just very mystique, you know, because you don't really know, you see people in it, but you don't really know how they got into it, or, you know, maybe they're not so willing to tell you. And that's what this actor was talking about this morning, was telling people, you know, helping others navigate the mistakes that he made, and really kind of discovering your passion and how to talk to people and things like that. What has the response been like? Because I imagine, because you've done a lot of choreography, you're a dancer,
right.
You've worked with some great people, Grace VanderWaal. I mean, the list kind of goes on and on.
Right.
And so I see that and I get it and I see the hard work, but then, you know, the people who are looking from the outside in might not necessarily get it. So I imagine when you make yourself available to help people, the response has to be massive, right? Because people are vying for your attention to figure it out, right? What their next break is.
Yeah. The feedback has been amazing. The feedback has been, thank you for pushing me to do this, because I've always wanted to, but maybe didn't have the courage to, you know, or it's sometimes I wasn't quite sure what it all entailed, but now that I do, I'm going to go and try this out. My nephew, he's 6 years old, and I was showing him the episode that's coming out tomorrow, the horseback riding episode. And he FaceTimed me yesterday, screaming into the phone, "Kristen, I went horseback riding. I did everything that I learned on Kicking It with Kristen." And so it was so cute to see that it's already feeding off onto people. And like you said, I just think it's a lack of knowledge of what goes into everything. And there's self-taught, you can go get lessons. There's things that you can be doing at home to progress. And you may find something that, hey, I didn't even know this existed. I didn't even know that I'm good at this and I actually enjoy it. I didn't even know it was out there, like glass blowing. I do an episode of glass blowing, which is crazy. A lot of people don't realize that that is something that you can go and do. And it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. And there's a lot of bad information out there too, that people can receive. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say the thing about entertainment, Hollywood, if you don't have the right direction or somebody helping you along the way, providing you good advice, you can wind up getting taken advantage of, swindled, paying a lot of money for something that you probably shouldn't pay for.
Yes.
You know, there's the questions, do I need a manager? Do I need an agent? But I think the bigger picture here in the headline is just really taking the risk, so to speak, and the initiative, and just trying to discover the talent that lies inside of you, which is, again,
absolutely,
everybody has something.
And that's the thing, is I almost kind of feel like I am going in place of individual that might feel like, I can't do this because I'm going to make a fool of myself. I can't do this because I don't even know where to start, but I am making that choice for them. And so they can see, oh, well, you don't have to be, I can go in the way I am and learn and grow without feeling embarrassed or without feeling, because if Kristen can do this in front of everyone, I can do this myself. And so I feel like it kind of just gives people courage as well, just to kind of push themselves.
What was it that drew you into the entertainment industry to begin with? I mean, obviously it seems you've been dancing,
yes,
doing all of that from a very young age, but like, so that was what your gateway into the business, I'm assuming, right? That you were doing these things and it just kind of was a natural progression to kind of pursue this.
Yeah. So I grew up as a dancer and at a dance studio in Colorado. And then my family got transferred to Southern California, and I was on a big teen company there in LA. And from there, I just kind of jumped right into the business, right into Days of Our Lives for 8 episodes. I had no idea what Days of Our Lives was at the time. And, you know, just to age myself a little bit more, we recorded the episodes on our VHS on the computer, TV, which was fantastic.
Yes.
I still have those, just in case you want to borrow them at any time.
I have a VCR, actually. So,
well, Perfect. I'll come over. We'll have pizza night. I'll bring the VCRs. It will be great.
Yeah, we can rewatch old episodes of you on that show.
On Days of Our Lives.
Yeah. A lot of people get started on soap operas because it's very easy work, and easy in the sense of it's all kind of done systematically in a different way than a lot of television shows tape.
Right.
And I, from my understanding, things have changed a little bit as far as how they tape and can move along quite quickly. But those things you're filming really kind of in real time. So that's good boots on the ground experience as an actor, kind of figuring things out and just going in feet first to something, you know, that they may not be exposed to.
Absolutely. Yeah. So then I went into commercials, film and television, and I reached a point where I was finding myself so curious to the people behind the camera. And so I got into directing and creative producing and making up my own content and realizing this is what I love. This is what I love to do.
Yeah.
And Kicking It with Kristen is almost like a very full circle moment, because I started out dancing. I started out, you know, in acting and doing all that. But now I'm creating. And so it's a whole whirlwind of like me in one jar.
That's a great description of it, because I think you really just get a lot of different things from this. Biggest takeaway that you hope people get from watching this show and, you know, plugging into it?
The biggest takeaway that I hope people receive is self-confidence and self-trust, and to know that there is only one of them in the entire universe, and to celebrate that. You know, sometimes we look at fads and we look at fast fashion and all of that stuff, and we think, oh, that's the direction I need to go in, or, you know, oh, it's working for this person. But we need to realize that that's already done, that's already taken. And so what can you celebrate? And that's what I would love for people to take out of the show.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and it's free to watch. People can stream this on YouTube and other places that it might exist. And also, you're very busy right now. Any fun hobbies or anything that you kind of picked up during your downtime last year that have stuck with you that maybe will show up on the channel eventually, or were just fun hobbies to take up? Because we all had a lot of time on our hands.
We had so much time. And I honestly, as horrible as it was, it made us all kind of stop and realize, like, what does make us happy?
Right.
You know? And I really did find that fashion. I love everything fashion. I've never known anything about fashion. I didn't take any fashion sewing classes in school growing up, and I can't draw at all. So, you know, I can only imagine it in my head, which is really great when you're trying to tell someone what you're feeling. And you're like, just look inside my brain. I'm making my own clothing line. I created a Chaotic Chaos, and it will be coming out in 2022. And it was supposed to be coming out this fall, but we had a little personal hiccup in my life and kind of set everything back. But fashion is what I found, and I love it.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I think, you know, we all kind of went through this in a different way, but definitely walking away with something that will stick. This is fantastic. We will link your website, KristenMcQuaid.com, in our show notes, and also to our YouTube channel that we just started as well. So trying to get the content out there and cast the net as wide as possible. Kristen, thank you for hanging out with us today. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly-do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe.
It's absolutely free.
The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.